Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Hey.
Ever thought about it, where your life would be going, where your feet will be stepping, what destiny looks like? Have you ever dreamt about it, what you could really be if you believed it? Look and see, you could be it. Gotta walk into that light. You never know if you never try. You'll never be if you never see right. Just gotta go, do it by faith. You gotta see, believe, and walk your destiny. You gotta try. Oh, yeah. Gotta try.
Just because you didn't win the first time doesn't mean you're not a winner. There's another time around, and I know you can do it. You're not a quitter. Greatness is in you, no doubt. I know I can see it in you. Whether they can see it or not ain't your problem. Get up, you're a winner. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Show them what you're made of. Made in my image and likeness, you set apart to be great. Be who I called you to be. No time to be fake. Harvest is plenty for laborers few, but I set you apart to become you. You gotta be you. Yes, you. I've chosen you, set you apart in this generation so that you can be true. Don't waste time trying to be everyone else when there's only one you. There's a winner around the corner, but you gotta be you. You gotta be true. And when you walk in my likeness, you'll see another side that I always do. I see, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. And all you gotta do is try being you.
Our first song for the week, coming in from Carlos Cobham from out of the beautiful island of Barbados, entitled Try. You know, Carlos is young, But this guy is very multi-talented, and he is sold out for the Lord, man. And he wears a lot of hats, you know. He is a gospel artist, a artist promoter, CEO of K-West Radio, CEO of K-West Records, and so much more. This guy is busy, man, you know. And he's very passionate about pushing the gospel of Jesus Christ and also helping other upcoming artists to really use their ministry and take it to another level. You know, but Carlos, you just keep up the great work, man. You're doing an amazing work. Do not give up. Keep pressing, my brother, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a croon and vocalist and ministering worship leader. He's loved and listened to all around the world, appreciated everywhere, and he's so down to earth and such good people too. The distinguished gentleman of gospel, Dr. Ernest Pugh. Ernest, welcome. How are you, brother?
Dr. D, how you doing? It's so good to be on here with you again.
Oh, always a great honor, man. Always a great honor.
Hey, what's up, Ernest? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Ernest, tell me something. Where do you see gospel music going in the next 5 years? Are you pleased with the content and the message of Jesus Christ coming out of the songs today from many artists? Or is the message being watered down? What are your thoughts on this?
I believe that, you know, in bad times, people need good news. And so sometimes good news may have to come by way of a hymn. It may have to come by way of an anthem. It may have to come by way of a spoken word, a choir, a quartet, even a praise and worship leader. And so I think the strategy is to just reach the world with the gospel however we can. And in order to do so, sometimes in certain formats, we have to become all things to all men that we could win them. Mm-hmm. So it may not feel like it's as in your face as we would like for it to be, but as an artist and as a content creator, we have to be confident of the fact that some water, some plant, some water, but God will get the increase. And so it doesn't bother me that we have to use different methods, different genres to get it out. Let's just get the word out. I'm confident that the word is going to fall on good ground.
Okay. I got you, man. Great word, man. You know, you couldn't say it any better than that, man. Good stuff.
Keeper of the Soul, your new song. You got a little preaching in there. You got a little choir sound in there. You got some changes.
You know how we do it.
Wow,
we got to grab them all.
Oh, hallelujah. What about those changes in the song, man? I told you before, awesome. Way to go, Brother Ernest. Tell us about your new song, Keeper of My Soul.
Well, you know, in this climate, we got gun control or the lack thereof. We got shootings going on, man. We're getting prepared for an election. We got a civil unrest going on. And so it's a lot of anxiety in the air. And I just wanted to speak into the air to really remind people that, listen, God is still our keeper. He's our sustainer. He's our shield that's going to protect us. And we don't have to walk in fear. So we have to pray about it. But worry about nothing. My grandmama used to say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. So we got to just know that God is our keeper. He's keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. And we're going to be all right.
Hallelujah. Great keeper of my soul. Nobody but God. Hallelujah.
Nobody but him can do it.
For real, man. And I must say, man, the song is a beautiful song. And it is carrying a very powerful message, man. Good stuff. Ernest, there is a fan of yours from out of Kenya, Africa, and he has a question for you.
Good day. My name is Fabius, and I'm from Kenya, Africa. And I would like to know how important it is for artists to have a team supporting them.
I believe that it's vitally important for artists to have a team because you can't do it all. So you actually need God to just send people. There are certain people that God has called to come forth and to lift up your arms. It could be, and that way you can focus on the inspiration and they can focus on the administrative.
So true.
And so I believe that God causes all things to work together for our good when we have people with us that can just stand with us and just serve in those capacities where we need them most. And so, Fabius, my prayer is that you have a team around you that is surrounding you that can help bring forth the vision, help you birth the vision as well.
Amen, man. That's some great advice, Ernest. And I can truly relate to exactly what you're saying. You know, early in my ministry, I failed at a lot of things until I aligned myself with a team of people who were strong in the areas where I was weak, man. You know, that right there will make a big difference in your life. Trust me, you know. But real great word, man. Good stuff, man.
And we always appreciate you, brother. And thanks for joining us, Ernest Pugh.
So, Mike D and Landlord, I want to thank you for having me. We want to thank God and salute all of the islands and in Africa. And we'll see you soon.
Ernest Pugh is quite a singer. He's got that, you know, all those octaves that he sings with. Wow. And he's got a new album out now, just released. It's called The Very Best of Ernest Pugh. And he's got, you know, songs like Rain on Us and The Great I Am and those type things. The Keeper of My Soul there is on there. got two new tracks featuring Zacardi Cortez and Nikita Fox. So Ernest Pugh is rolling into summertime with a brand new album, The Very Best of Ernest Pugh. You know, Landlord Ernest is from Tennessee, you know, that Memphis area, right outside of Memphis. And, you know, a lot of people have come up growing their own food and everything. And he likes to grow his own food, too. He's got his gardens, and he likes to eat healthy with food that he's grown himself. Hey, I ain't mad at him. Hallelujah. But Ernest Pugh, the worship leader out of Texas, he be singing his latest song, his version of Keep Her Up My Soul.
Mike, I agree with you 100%, man. Ernest Pugh has done his share in the gospel industry, man. And it's always great to have him here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next, from out of Texas, is a friend of mine. She is a retired educator, a gospel artist, radio owner, and so much more. Check out one of her tracks entitled, Going in Jesus' Name.
Encourage somebody today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what comes your way, I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep going on in Jesus' name.
Every day of my life,
going in
I'm going in
Jesus' name.
Melva Williams. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing like the blood. Nothing like the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Melva, praises and worships, man, Lord.
Yeah, Mike, you know, that was Melva Williams with her beautiful song entitled Going in Jesus' Name. And that is exactly what she's been doing over the years. She continues to grow and she continues to go in Jesus' name, man. Good stuff, Melva. Keep up the great work, man. Keep that great music coming and keep on pushing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, I know a lot of times some people may not like people to tell them anything, but getting good instruction is a good thing. In the word, it says, give a wise person instruction, and that wise person becomes yet wiser.
You know something, Mike? That is so true. You know, I had to learn that the hard way. You know, it's way better to learn from other people's mistakes rather than learning from your own mistakes, man. That right there was a good word, man. Thank you so much, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Ernest Pugh for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners and supporters who tune into us every week. We appreciate you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next, from out of the Bahamas, is a young man, and he goes by the name of Jace Bombero. He now lives in Atlanta. Check out his track entitled Kumbaya Yahweh, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
This world is out of control, oh, out of control. Ain't no real safe place to go, only search there to and fro. Them devils wanna take me so, Almighty keep me so. Oh, Jah, keep me pure and whole. Them devils want me stiff and cold. Ma, pray for your son, that me keep my heart so clean. Give me strength in the storm. Help me to believe. Kumbaya, Yahweh. 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 Kumbaya, serpent under the man, the unrighteous rider of man. They use family, friends, and hot days. This road is narrow and costly. Ma, pray for your son, let me keep my heart so clean. Jah, give me strength in the storm. Help. Bye.
cold.
It was so cold.
It was your grace that pulled me through. Pulled me through. At a time that I needed you most. And that's why I ask you to
please, won't you stay
with me. Don't ever leave me. Stay.